AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound of where we live.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC. Radio Shropshire.
You too. Pride in the name of love, still sounding good after all these years. Afternoon, it's Claire Ashford with you until six on BBC Radio Shropshire. Just been reading about U2 frontman Bono meeting Pope Francis last month in Rome. They're basically putting a women's education foundation together. And it's basically a worldwide network of schools promoting educational opportunities. Pope Francis was in a wheelchair at the time. Bono says girls' education is a superpower used to fight extreme poverty. Pope Francis says women know more about harmony than we men do. Can't argue with those two on that point, can we? Anyway, fabulous photo of him meeting them. And I know no news on whether they're going to bring out any new music. Maybe they're concentrating on other matters at the moment, probably. Anyway, what a glorious afternoon. I'm hoping that you're managing to get a bit of that sunshine. It's gorgeous. Just popped out the front to have a look and thought, oh, I just want to be sitting in the garden reading my book. Of course, I want to be here more, playing you great songs like this. So, if you read the BBC News website, there's a piece on the weather on there. Parts of England and Wales set to swelter this week. Hottest days of the year so far. Could reach 33 degrees centigrade in the southeast of England on Friday. Met Office already warning people not to overdo it, sunbathing wise. Far north, not going to be as hot though. And temperatures on Wednesday going to be about 28 across the southeast, 15. Far northwest. That's not us though. We'll be a bit warmer, won't we? So I don't think we're going to see 28 or 33, but I think it'll be in the early 20s. I think we'll be doing all right. And of course, this comes as parts of Europe are also experiencing extreme heat. Spain in the grip of a heat wave, temperatures topping 40 degrees centigrade, and that hot weather set to spread to parts of southern France from Tuesday, and then Saturday looking a little bit more uncertain. Bit of a cold front coming in. So, what happens when the weather's nice? Well, we want to spend time in the garden, and one thing lots of people want to do is get the barbecue out. And so, this afternoon on the show, in preparation for that, so I don't know whether you've uncovered it yet, whether you've used it yet, maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Going to be talking to fabulous guy, Christian Stevenson. He's fronted loads of television programmes and basically harnessed his passion for cooking over fire. Now he's got his own YouTube channel and he basically combines a barbecue with amazing playlists. And that's what it's all about. And so he's going to be telling us how to cook things, what to make. And he does this all with a friend of his he's co-written the book with. You can find out where he's going to be on over the summer as well. He was at Ludlow Food Festival not that long ago. Anyway, it's called Fire Feast, DJ Barbecue. And basically, it's just, oh, if you look at it, you really will be hungry afterwards. That's the thing. So I'm going to be chatting to him in a while. Also, Shropshire Lads on the show as well. The very talented Adam. You can hear from him a little bit later on. But first of all,
The Masked Ringer.
Who is calling the show today? It's Tuesday. I have to keep reminding myself what day it is. Kind of, I don't know why I feel a bit just sort of discombobulated this week, but I do. So it's Tuesday. Who is calling the show today? Let's see how you get on with this one.
I suspect the most notable failure has been not knocking Coca-Cola off their pedestal. We had a good try for a year or two. It looked like we were going to take Coke for everything they had.
I think that's a harder one today. You might think differently. You might think, I know exactly who that is. And if you struggle, I'll give you a clue. So who is this?
I suspect the most notable failure has been not knocking Coca-Cola off their pedestal. We had a good try. For a year or two, it looked like we were going to take Coke for everything they had.
You know, when they say, if you know, someone's famous, is if you walk down the street and ask them, have they heard of so-and-so? And everyone goes, yes, this is one of these people. Everyone has heard of this person. Everyone knows who he is. So that's your first clue, which isn't really helping at all. 0808 100 96 96. Text 81333. Start your text with Shrop, please. So who is calling the show this afternoon?
Aircheckdownloads.com.